Hello out there. Are you ready to walk for life? Well, let us ask our Heavenly Father to bless us this day.
Good morning. My name is David B. Wright. I serve as National Director of 40 Days for Life. A few years ago, I was speaking at a high school, and there was a poster on the wall with a message that burned into my brain. It said, "Stand for what is right, even if you are standing alone." Today, you are standing for what is right, but all you have to do is look around and realize you are not standing alone. And not only the tens of thousands gathered here in the heart of San Francisco, but in cities and towns across America this weekend, and on Monday on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., as hundreds of thousands gather, we stand for what is right, raising a unified voice that is being heard here in San Francisco, in cities and towns across our land, in our nation's capital, and our voices are being heard around the world. Are you ready for your voice to be heard? I have the distinct privilege of introducing your next speaker. She is one of my heroes, and 2 years ago, I would never believe that I would be saying those words about this young lady, because she was the director of the Planned Parenthood abortion facility in the town where I used to live in College Station, Texas. This young lady ran the Planned Parenthood, outside of which 40 Days for Life first began in 2004. In fact, she worked through six 40-day vigils outside of her facility 24 hours a day before the fall of 2009 during a 40 Days for Life campaign when God transformed her heart. She decided not only to leave the abortion business, but to join the pro-life movement, and by the end of that 40 Days for Life, was praying outside of her former workplace. Now, as you can imagine, Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry weren't very happy. They filed a massive lawsuit and restraining order to try to silence her. But like every good David versus Goliath story, when the day in court came, Planned Parenthood lost and this next speaker won. And that cleared the way for this young lady to share her story about what she witnessed behind the closed doors of the abortion industry and why she had a change of heart and left. That story just came out last week in book form in the book Unplanned, published by Tyndale House, Focus on the Family, and Ignatius Press right here in San Francisco. That book is shaking up this movement. When the book came out in the first 24 hours, it became a top 10 national bestseller, reaching number 8 on Amazon, number 3 on Barnes & Noble. The entire first print run of Ignatius Press Special Edition was sold out in 72 hours. People are buying up this book. This book is making a profound impact. How many of you have already read Unplanned? You've got to get this book, and you've got to get multiple copies and put it in the hands of everyone you know. There are going to be 300 copies of the first run of the Ignatius Press Special Edition at the Marina Green at the end of this walk. The first 300 people who make a donation of $20 or more to the Walk for Life, you'll get one of the last copies of the first run, or you can order it when you get back home if it's all sold out. This book is changing this entire movement. This book is changing hearts and minds. This book is sending shockwaves throughout the abortion industry. This book, I believe, will lead to many more people leaving the abortion industry, more clinics closing, more lives being saved, and more souls being impacted. But today, you get to hear from the source. Today, you get to hear from one woman who had the courage to tell her story. She had the courage to stand for what was right, and we need to make sure she knows that she is not standing alone. So let's make our voices heard for the 2008 Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year, and now pro-life advocate, my friend, my hero, Abby Johnson!
Well, I'm from Texas, so I'm going to make this appropriate. Howdy! I don't think that was very good. Are you really here for life or what? Howdy! All right, that's what I thought. I didn't spit out my gum. I'm not very professional. Sorry. Look, for 8 years of my life, January 22nd was a special day for me because it was a day that I honored choice. Today, on January 22nd, I don't honor choice anymore. I mourn choice. It is not a happy day for me to think about the millions of children that have died because of choice. But it is a happy day for me to look out into this crowd and see so many people who are ready and willing and able to get uncomfortable for life. And my friends, that's what it's going to take. For so many years, we have been comfortable in this fight. We've been comfortable. It is time to get uncomfortable. It is time to make ourselves feel icky about abortion. It's time to go to places that we've never gone. It's time to reach out to people that we would never even think about reaching out to. It's time to make ourselves uncomfortable. Because while we stand around and while we pray from our couches and while we don't make ourselves uncomfortable, guess what, my friends? Almost 4,000 children are dying every day just in this country. Are we going to just sit at home and pray? Are we going to get out there and do something about it? I pray that we do something about it. I pray that today is not the end for your activism. I pray that today is not the end for your advocacy. I pray that today is the very beginning. If you've never been out to a clinic, and there's plenty of them here in California, if you've never been out to an abortion clinic to pray, if you've never fasted for an end to abortion, if you have never sidewalk counseled peacefully and prayerfully and lovingly, if you have never reached out to a woman that is abortion vulnerable, I encourage you to go out to a clinic and do it. If you have never looked at an abortion clinic and faced it, if you have never looked at it and said, "My God, use me here." If you have never done that before, I encourage you, find a place where you can do it. Is it comfortable to be outside of an abortion clinic? Is it? No. It's not. But if I can go out to the abortion clinic where I worked for 8 years and coerce thousands of women into having abortions, and in fact, had my own abortion at that abortion clinic, then I'm telling you, you can go out to an abortion clinic and pray. Everybody here can get involved in the pro-life movement in a very, very big way. And you can do it starting right now, today. Who in the crowd is 30 years of age or younger? Make some noise. You are the new generation of pro-lifers. And let me tell you something, my friends, Planned Parenthood and the pro-choice movement, they are shaking in their boots. They are terrified because there are so many more pro-life young adults than pro-choice young adults. You know why? Because it makes sense to be pro-life. It doesn't make sense to be pro-choice. It doesn't make sense to look at a 13-week-old baby in the womb and say that's just a mass of tissue. It doesn't make sense. Science doesn't back it up. Technology doesn't back it up. It makes sense to be pro-life, doesn't it? You guys, 30 years of age and younger, you guys, you're the movement. You're the next generation. Get out there and do something about it. Get out there and make your voice heard. And I don't care how young you are, and I don't care how wise you are. There is a place for all of you in this movement. You can call your legislators. You can write letters. You can go out to the clinic. If you can't go out to the clinic, you can be at home doing something, calling, writing. There's a place for everybody. If my four-year-old daughter can go out to the clinic with me and pray, so can you. There is a place for everybody. Don't get complacent. Don't get lazy. Get fired up for life. This is our time. This is our time. This is our time. Make it count. God bless you.